The Sunday Sermon 11. Fabricated publicity. I think not. Child abuse is the wrong subject to receive publicity on as an artist, as there are strict controls in media on the subject that mean that no one can comment on my work in such a way as to reveal that I am a survivor of sexual assault without my signed consent within official media. This is supposed to be victim protection through press regulations, but means in effect there is a blanket ban on mention of me by media, as my work and website identifies me specifically as a victim. I have twice refused BBC National Primetime. Once recently, as there was little contract to protect me from context-specific edit through who, for instance, they pull on before or after. I do not consent to being set up, as I was one time before by the BBC on National Daytime. On authenticity, the Crown Prosecution Services refused to bury my case and told corrupt Surrey Child Protection to take a running jump when they asked to close the case file. The case has been now open for over 20 years. My testimony is considered authentic, but without a TARDIS to gather evidence, the case remains untried. In my early 20s, I was some years clean and sober, and cleared by a top psychiatrist in addiction treatment as suffering from no substance-related delusions and mentally fit as an authentic testimony of childhood sexual abuse. That assessment was by a close Crown source. This despite the fact the primary abuser holds a doctorate in chemistry and patents worth large money in mining operations, providing them with social influence. There were 7 separate people who sexually abused me through childhood to adolescence. All those people have been protecting their reputations through character assassination against myself since my adolescence. Hard evidence of crime committed historically is difficult to come by. Even in my 20s, Crown sources confirmed I was believed, but due to my abuser's standing in society, unlikely to get a result at court. They do not deny I was a victim. Under the circumstances of social exclusion and attack by supporters of my abusers and various other groups such as religion, I had no choice but to go public through my work. The reality is I was under serious attack from prejudice purely as a victim of sexual assault for 5 years prior to going public. It was not a situation I took lightly. As a victim, I would have no voice and still receive prejudice and exclusion without my website. My abusers have variously admitted to having sexually abused me in childhood on various occasions. Still, that does not provide the evidence necessary for a conviction. Give us the list.